China declares America the villain in Hamas brutality against Israel. By Francis Martel on October 10, 2023. China's state propaganda outlet, The Global Times, declared America the enemy of world peace in its Monday coverage of the ongoing Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, downplaying the jihadists' responsibility for the mass murder, abduction, torture, and rape of civilians. Genocidal Hamas terrorists, believed to be funded by China's ally, Iran, launched an assault on Israeli civilians on Saturday, in which they went door-to-door in residential communities, killing, torturing, and abducting people. In one particularly devastating attack, the terrorists targeted a peace music festival, massacring attendees and desecrating their bodies on camera. As of Tuesday, Israeli authorities believe the jihadists killed more than 1,000 people and injured thousands more. The Palestinian terror attack happened on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. The Communist Party of China, which is currently engaging in acts of genocide against the Muslim indigenous populations of occupied East Turkestan, initially responded to the wave of atrocities by parroting Hamas's demand for carving a Palestinian state out of Israel. Beijing declared itself a friend to both Israel and Palestine but discouraged Israel from defending itself against further Hamas attacks. To end the cycle of conflict between Palestine and Israel, it is essential to restart the peace talks, implement the two-state solution, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mounting asserted on Monday, and settle the Palestine question fully and properly through political means at an early date so as to take care of each party's legitimate concerns. Watch, video shows Hamas rockets, paragliders, terrorists streaming into Israel. On Monday, The Global Times, a Chinese government mouthpiece, held the United States responsible for the outbreak of radical Islamic terrorism, claiming Washington's inflammatory, reckless, and crazy talks, sick, drove Hamas to pillage the homes of random Israeli nationals. Beijing also condemned military support for Israel in the face of its neighbor Iran and its terrorist proxies routinely holding events chanting death to Israel and vowing the genocide of Israelis and Jews. The Times condemned Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley by name for supporting Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu in any operation in pursuit of the eradication of Hamas. In the case of Israeli-Palestinian puzzle, what is genuinely needed is far from a few politicians making a show, or the so-called humanitarian concern which comes along with a childlike narrative in which all virtue is on one side and all evil on the other, the state outlet claimed. Neither providing weapons nor sending an aircraft carrier group can bring peace to the region, not to mention manipulating public opinion. The outlet continued. While China emphasizes a solution, specifically the two-state solution, the U.S. is sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the Mediterranean to be Israel's cheerleader and is exploiting the conflict by spreading bizarre rhetoric, as if there is no faster way to peace than making crazy talks like finish them or hinting a titanic showdown between China and the U.S. In a separate editorial on Monday, the Global Times bashed America's history of condemning radical Muslim pro-Palestinian groups as extremely cruel. All acts of violence and attacks targeting civilians are unacceptable in any civilized society and must be strongly condemned by the international community, regardless of the perpetrators, the Global Times, which is owned by a regime that imprisoned as many as 3 million Muslims in concentration camps between 2017 and 2020, asserted. Related, Chinese concentration camp survivor, I saw people tortured for denying Xi Jinping is God. When conflicts are upped, the most rational and responsible approach is to call on all parties to exercise maximum restraint and calm and to achieve a ceasefire as soon as possible, the state newspaper continued, saying. However, in this case, we still see that the words and actions of the U.S. and many Western countries are, in fact, fanning the flames rather than cooling down the situation. This is a consistent pattern for Western countries in many conflict regions, where they often create substantial obstacles to crisis resolution. These extreme words promote hatred and represent the true attitude of many American politicians toward the Palestinian issue and other international issues, it continued, condemning American simplistic and crude linear thinking. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spent little time on the situation in Israel during its regular briefing on Tuesday. asked by Reuters if dictator Xi Jinping would call Israeli or Palestinian leaders. Spokesman Wang Wenbin only offered, "China will maintain communication with all parties and continue to work for peace and stability in the Middle East." The Chinese Communist Party keeps close communication with the Palestinian Authority. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas most recently visited Beijing in June, participating in one of the last Chinese government engagements featuring former Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gang before he disappeared. Abbas also met with Xi personally, signing several agreements allegedly expanding technology and economic development. Ramallah, the Palestinian Authority's base city, signed a sister city agreement with Wuhan, China, the origin location of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The fundamental solution to the Palestinian issue lies in the establishment of an independent Palestinian state based on the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital, Xi said during the meeting. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.